Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before we get started, we'd like to thank the Gin and Juice sponsors, of course, for sponsoring today's episode. Please make sure you check the description box in order to get more information and your discount links.
New year, new habits, new budget, new favorite meals. Cut back on expensive takeout and discover your new favorite recipes for eating well with HelloFresh. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code JUICE65.
JUICE65.
At HelloFresh.com/JUICE65.
JUICE65. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
And we are a podcast where we talk about a lot of everything and nothing at all at the same time. So if you're here to talk about a lot of, or if you're here because you want to hear us talk about a lot of shenanigans, pop culture, and really a lot of life stories, make sure you subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Follow us if you're listening on the Apple Podcast. Do the thing so you stay connected to the us. Okay. Amen. All right. We like to start off our podcast with a little segment that we call Long Story Short. This is where we talk about some of the things that has happened over the course of the last week. I have one. Isaiah has a girlfriend, not girlfriend. I think I talked about this.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Valentine's Day was on Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was.
Tuesday.
Just yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the thing. We were talking about this in the book club, and one of the girls was like, I wish my kids were younger or something like that. And I was like, I really enjoy my kids being big. Mm. Like, I really do enjoy having a 16 and a 14-year-old because I can talk to them about different things. And so Isaiah, like, having a girlfriend, I'm just like, so we need to get her a teddy bear.
Yes.
So I got her this really big stuffed animal, and I got her a card, and apparently she likes mints, so I got her mints and flowers.
Like peppermints?
Yeah, right? That's weird. But, like, the old school red and white.
Like church peppermints?
Yes. Like church mints. Yes.
Why would she like
them? I don't know. Because Isaiah first told me, because on Monday, I got it. My pop the trunk is on myself. Remind me to tell you about my pop the trunk of literally popping a tire. So on Monday, I already bought the teddy bear from Amazon. And so I was going to go to the store to get all the stuff. But I ended up having to go to the dealership and all this. I didn't get home till late. So I just went and got it myself. So he was like, she likes mints. My mind was like, oh, like chocolate mints.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, no, girl, like mints. So I was like, what 16-year-old just likes and enjoys mints?
Yeah.
So I bought mints. He was like, no, like the red and white mints.
She an usher at her church?
Listen, that's how I felt. I was like, this is so random. So I bought a bag, put the teddy bear in there, flowers, a card, and mints. But I'm not going to let y'all listen to it. But she sent me a cute little voice note because Isaiah knows I need this to like affirmations.
He told her you did it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't know what to do.
I know, but he told her so much that she said thank you to you.
She did.
Jesus.
She did. So she was like, hi, Miss Melissa. I just want to say thank you.
No,
ma'am. I'm being for real.
I am too.
Oh, is it offensive? I apologize if it's offensive. I meant really that's how she sounded. Like, I mean, legitimately, I'm not trying to be offensive.
She said maybe thank we need you. It. Okay, uh-huh.
She did say thank you. She said thank you on the voice note, and it was really, really cute, and I was very, very excited about it.
That is really sweet.
No, that was his other friend. So, but this is his first, like, girlfriend, where he, like, has rizzed her. But this is the other thing, okay? So he was like, this other girl, his friends were making fun of him because this other girl was, like, trying to talk to him, whatever. Isaiah, this is the thing about Isaiah. Isaiah's cool.
He is.
He's a nerd, but he is so cool. Isaiah is just a really good personality child.
Yeah.
He's just real, real cool. And he got these little glasses. And I don't know what it is as he's getting older. He's always had a dimple. It's always been, like, my favorite feature. But it's starting to show a little bit more. Mm. Oh, my God. I think he's just freaking, as he gets older, I'm just like, you're just so cute. Like, he's just so freaking adorable to me. And his little personality, whatever. So anyway, this other little girl was trying to approach him. And he was like, you know, you got to leave me alone, whatever, because, like, I'm spoken for. But he hasn't asked the new girl to be his formal girlfriend.
Oh.
So I was like, well, Isaiah, if you guys aren't, like, together, it's okay to, like, talk to other girls. He was like, nah, because then if I would have rizzed her.
Because it just flows out of him.
Because he just exudes rizz.
That's who he is.
He just exudes.
She going to fall in love.
Rizz.
I say hello, she
That's
in love.
It. That's going to be the end
and
of
I
it.
I can't even do that.
So anyway, Isaiah, he has a girlfriend, not girlfriend. But this is the other part of it. Joe, he's so cute to me too.
Yes.
Listen, I love my kids being big.
Yes.
Okay. I really do. So he got his little haircut yesterday too.
Aww.
I was just like, oh my God, you're just like the cutest kid. Like I think he's such a cool kid. I just think he's adorable. And so he got his little haircut and, you know, Joe is an athlete.
So
he low-key has like a six pack.
Yeah.
Like he's just adorable. So anyway, I was like, what little girl like you? And you know they did candy grams or whatever on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I was like, you didn't get no.
School?
Yeah. So I was like, you didn't get a little candy gram. He was like, no. I was like, you didn't give one to nobody. He was like, no. I was like, well, some little girl likes you. He was like, no, they don't. I was like, you just don't know. I said, well, would you tell me if you liked a girl if a girl liked you? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because you would tell your daddy, your mama, and your sisters. So I said,
what's the point of having us around if you're not going to tell us?
So this is what happens. He says, I said, you can call any one of them because I haven't told none of them about Isaiah. No one, I was lying. Okay, I told everybody about Isaiah. But I said, call my dad, call my mom, call either one of my sisters. I promise you, I have not told them.
He ain't call me.
So I text the sister chat with my mom because like he said I knew he wasn't going to call my dad. So I said, say no. That's it. Because I can't be texting a lot.
That's what the say no
yes.
was. Oh.
So all I said was, say no. That's it. I can't be texting a lie. I can't let you know that I'm trying to finesse the situation. He calls Monique. Monique didn't even see the text. Immediately, Joe says, no, Nick did good. Joe says, you know, Isaiah got a girlfriend. Monique says, no, girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
No. Tell me more about this girlfriend. She's complete. I mean, give her the Oscar.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfection.
Perfection. But he doesn't buy it because she did. She did a little bit of loud. She did a little bit of loud.
Leaned in too hard.
So he was like, "I'm gonna call your mom. Oh, this mama,
Mary Marshall,
gonna get on the phone. Is she Hispanic?" I said. So then Joe just starts busting up laughing and looking at me like, you caught. And so mom says, wait, is this a setup?
Oh, Lord. She's not good at this.
Yes, girl, it's a setup. You were supposed to say no. Why on God's green earth would you say yes?
She's not good at this.
She was like, I didn't know. He set me up. No, you set you up.
All these text messages make sense now.
Because Belle got the back end.
I was on the chat like, what are they talking about? All, everybody and mom's like, I was set up. I'm like, girl, what are y'all talking about?
Because Nick said, I didn't even see the text, but I already knew. She was with it.
Yes.
Mom was like, I was set up. No, you wasn't set up. You should already know. If the kid calls you, you got to be like, no.
We ain't. Mom can't. She's not the one to take when you go do the dirt. She's not the one. You got to call everybody else. Don't call mom.
Don't call mom. I was like, girl. So Joe was like, see, this is why I can't tell you. But I'm like, dude, this is the thing. You know I'm going to call my sister.
Right, right.
You know I'm going to call my mama.
Right.
You know I'm going to call daddy. You know we're going to talk about it for 3 hours,
right,
for 3 days. Like, girl, just know that that's what the situation is. Don't do me. Don't make me have to lie to you.
Right, right, right.
Just know.
Just know already.
Just already know that I'm going to tell them. It happened yesterday, too. Mariah, our niece called.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She was like, I got to tell my auntie. So then we all got on the phone and had a conversation because she was like, Mom, I know you're going to tell them.
You're going to tell them anyway. So tell us.
I feel like it's the rule.
Absolutely.
It's the rule. All right. So it was Valentine's Day. Actually, before we get into Valentine's Day, perhaps you had to ship your spouse, your partner, your love interest a gift. And I would hope that they would have used ShipStation to allow that gift to get to you on time. Okay, we all know that we are entrepreneurs and we are business owners and we do have a merch business. We actually just hired a merchandise and operations manager.
I heard she's doing really well.
She had a phone call today and it went so well, and it actually was about inventory. And this is the thing about ShipStation, because we sell through one platform and we're trying to sell on other platforms, and when inventory crosses, what happens is customers get refunds. And what you want is a platform that will bring in all the information. If you're selling on Shopify, if you're selling on eBay, if you're selling on Etsy, if you're selling on Amazon, pull all of that information onto one single dashboard and allow you to see what's in stock, what's out of stock, what orders go where, and give you great shipping rates. ShipStation has a free trial and a quick setup, and now is the time to try ShipStation out if you've been on the fence. With over 130 customers they've helped over 130,000 companies grow their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So this is what we need you to do. Go over to ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial and use promo code GJ.
GJ.
That's ShipStation.com, promo code GJ.
GJ.
Keep growing your business all year long and let ShipStation help you do that. One more time, ShipStation.com/GJ.
GJ.
Fabulous. All right. It was Valentine's Day. What did you and Greg do?
Oh, so I, if you don't follow me, you should on Instagram. You've got mail because I posted this video. What happened is a while ago, I was trying to literally find something to do for Greg's birthday and browsed Airbnb.
Yeah.
And I love their like experiences on Airbnb. Those are cool.
Airbnb, that should be your path forward.
That's all. Yeah. So all their like cool houses, all their cool, like I've seen tree houses. I've seen like all that kind of stuff. And I'm always down for that. So anyway, I saw a trolley thing. So we ended up doing that on Friday. Took some like pictures. And we went to dinner to this restaurant that I wanted to go for his birthday, actually. So I was all excited to go. And it's like a whole vibe when you go in, and it's like a Michelin star chef. So like, okay, cool. And it was a preset menu, and it was all nasty. Nasty. And I don't even mean, that's why I'm not going to say the name of it. It was nasty.
Wait, you should say the name.
No, because no, if anybody wants to go, they should go. I will never go again. And this is what happened, right? So we go. And the waitress brings out, I'm not really like a raw girl. I like cooked food.
Yeah.
I don't like regular sushi. That's not my jam. Like, give me fried sushi. Food. Right. So the first thing was like I don't remember if it wasn't an oyster. It was, regardless, it was raw and it was like not good. And I was like, ooh, you know, that's not like really my jam. Cause she came and she was like, what did you think? And I was like, ooh, girl, I didn't really like that. And she was like, it's okay. It's going to get better. And I'm like, okay. So she brings out the next meal. Nasty.
Oh,
we
no.
don't eat it.
I do want you to tell
it
me.
It was five courses. All five
were nasty.
Were nasty.
Okay,
one
was
of them,
it nasty because it was like uncooked, or was it nasty because it like, and that's just not your vibe?
No, listen.
Okay.
One of the things, I can't even remember. It was like a, like on the menu, it said burnt. Like it was like a burnt plantain or a burnt, I can't remember if it was a plantain or not, but regardless, it was the consistency of a, like a plantain. And it was burnt on the menu. I'm not lying to you. It said burnt. And it was burnt.
But wait, but that's,
and
but they told you that.
No, no. Yeah, but, and it was preset. So I didn't even know what we were going to get. But then when it comes out, I expect like burnt hot dog on a grill kind of thing.
Okay, okay.
No, no, you can't. It's charred. It's black. It's
like it tasted burnt.
It tasted burnt. Burnt. Like. And then the taste is just sitting in your mouth.
I know. You can't get that burn taste
and
out of your mouth.
And then once you get past that, the food is mushy.
Ugh.
So I'm not even lying to you. I almost threw up. So I had to like scoot it over because it was not good. And then I had like a fish. And the taste of the fish, like the seasonings, like whatever they put together, wasn't good.
No.
And then, and this is what happened. So Greg and I are like, we should leave and just go to Catch because, we love Catch.
Yeah.
So, but we're also really tired. And the place that we were staying was like an hour and some change away.
Oh.
So we're like exhausted. So I was like, if the next dish that they bring out is gross, I'm just going to like order our food at Catch. We can just leave here, go pick it up, and then go back. So the next food, like our main dishes, not good. So I go ahead and place the order. And then they brought out dessert. And I thought it was ice cream because it looked like chocolate ice cream. Okay. And then it had like these like cracker things. Like,
oh, the wafers?
Wafers like around it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, finally, this is going to be good. We spit it out. It wasn't ice cream. It was cold, but it
like
wasn't.
Like gelato? Or
it wasn't gelato. It was cold and like so gross. Like I don't even know how to like. It was so nasty. Like the taste of it. It was not. It was like tart.
Melanie, you have to tell us the name because we're all now going to be subject to experiencing this, and we don't want
and
to.
And everyone should go on their own if they choose to go.
Yeah, but this is money. Listen, I'm all for bad experiences. We all know that we had that terrible martinis. It was disgusting. It was like olive and blue cheese. Or something.
Oh.
It was disgusting. However, that was like intentionally like, we know this is going to be bad. You want us to spend our money.
And it's a lot of money.
I know it is because those predetermined five course set menu things.
Ah!
And on Valentine's Day, no less.
And it was
you know it's going to be a premium.
It was so much money. Our drinks were not good. It just was a terrible, terrible experience. I was so mad and like, I love Nobu.
No, it has to be someplace we've never gone.
It's new-ish. It's like new.
Why aren't you telling? We're not going to get.
Okay, the name is Meteora.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
I know. Don't.
Is that really the name?
This is the name.
Meteora sounds like median, Meteora. Like average, look like run of the mill, like this, like it's very meh.
And so she, every time she would come back, she would be like, "Did you like that?" And I was like, "No."
Did you like get a refund?
One? No.
Or a discount?
No. And then at the end, she comes over and she's like, "Well, we're gonna start brunch next week, and you may like that because it's brunch." And I was like, "Honey, I am never coming back."
Wait,
here
what are they known for in terms of their food? Or is it
So Meteora? It's everybody keeps saying
Meteora. That's what I said. It sounds like mediocre, as in average.
No, like a meteor, like a Meteora.
Oh, like a meteor.
Yeah. Yes.
Like a meteor.
Linkin Park album. I don't know Linkin Park's album.
The band.
But it's Meteora, and it is. Not, but it's like a vibe because they're supposed to be.
Oh, there is nothing more LA than something being a vibe and the food being not good.
The whole vibe is like a Tulum. Like it's supposed to be like you're in like Tulum. So it's like very fun. Like it was cool and very aesthetic.
Oh, I just pulled it up on Instagram. I mean on. Oh, it's not, so cute.
It's not good, y'all. Burnt yam. That's what it was. A burnt yam. It was a burnt yam. Gross. Gross, gross, gross. Thank you,
Kat. It is here for the Instagram burnt pics only.
Yam. Oh my gosh. It was so.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
So that was our like little Valentine's meal. We left there and got.
Did you guys go to Catch?
We got our food from Catch.
To go or did you guys stay?
To go. Oh. And then we went back to the Airbnb spot, ate it, and went to sleep. Job.
How was the Airbnb? It looked so cute.
It was so cute. It was, the people were really nice. The thing is, it was like in their backyard and like on the description, it's like we have a 2-acre lot and like all the houses around here are on 2 acres. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's not going to be awkward. It's in their backyard.
Yeah.
It's in their backyard. Yes. Like, I see you. But it was really, really cute. Her husband and her son had bought this trolley and then basically, like, redid the entire inside of it to make it, like, what it is. And so it had a cute little kitchenette set. Very just aesthetic and, like, fun to do. I wouldn't go back, but got great pictures. And they were really great. They were an awesome
host. Why would you not
go
back? Because of how close it was to the...
Because that's just awkward that it's, like, so close in their backyard. Also, it felt like a tiny house. I've never been in a tiny house. But it felt like that because everything is, like, bathroom, kitchenette set, bed. She had a TV and some music and stuff going, which is cool. But, like, ooh, girl, I like space.
Oh. This is cute, though. It's such a good idea. Yeah. I feel like this is the way that Airbnb should honestly go because I think as a collective community of Homo sapiens, we are over staying at places, cleaning up after ourselves, and then also paying the cleaning fee, which is astronomical. And then what they were pocketing in terms of the COVID additional cleaning fee.
Oh, I've never used it. I haven't used
it. Yeah, I haven't used it.
Josh is asking about, is it Vrbo or VRB? I always say V.
It's Vrbo.
Oh.
I always spelled it out too.
Yes.
I think that if they offered, like you're saying, like an experience, like this is what makes this kind of fun and unique and not like stay here for 3 or 4 days and pay double what you would pay at a hotel. Plus also there's going to be a cleaning fee, but also we want you to clean before you leave. Girl, I don't know how we were duped into doing this, but like no more. Our eyes are open.
Somebody on Twitter was going off the other day because they said they don't understand how we've all been duped to ring up our own groceries.
I agree.
And so she was like, literally, y'all should pay me. I'm doing what your employees do.
100% agree. Like, we should all be collecting W-2s.
I agree.
Especially from, like, Walmart and CVS, because they have literally cleared out their entire checkout section. Yes. I'm sure they've either laid off or condensed people's hours to just allow us to now check out ourselves.
It's kind of wild. It is kind of wild.
This is crazy. What world are we living in?
Ciao.
I agree. If we go to the checkout line ourselves, and they be encouraging you. You know the self-checkout is open.
Yeah, they do.
The self-checkout is open. Yes. I don't want the self-checkout. I want you to ring this up.
Amen.
I want you to ring this up. That's why you clocked in.
Amen.
I agree. I agree. All right. Anything else? We actually did Valentine's Day over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so we did a spa thing, and then we stayed at a hotel. We ate at 71 Above and La Bouchière,
uh-huh.
I think is how you pronounce it. They're just two of my favorite restaurants in LA because they're so high up and you get to see the city and stuff. But yesterday on Valentine's Day, I bought this really cute outfit that like I want to do like a get ready with me video on, and I wanted to wear it yesterday. And I'm going to be honest, you guys, yesterday was not a day for me. It was just not a day for me. I was like fully made up and on my way here to shoot actually The Bald and the Beautiful. I probably had 30 to 40 minutes. And so I was like, I'm going to do a little cute little video first and I'm going to walk out. And I had like a small panic attack. I've had them really since Isaiah was born. And then they kind of went away. And then when I started working at Duke's Lowkey, my old job. Yeah, I used to have them. There, like I would go to the stock room and I would be like, you know, like I gotta calm down. My job was entirely too stressful. But I low key had like a small panic attack yesterday. And so that's why we canceled everything, because I was just like, I couldn't bring myself to like do the things.
Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to do the things. So today I woke up, and I know I'm kind of off Valentine's Day, but I woke up today and I was like, okay. A new day, I'm gonna do the things, and I still couldn't bring myself to do the things. I'm gonna get an IV.
Oh yeah,
because I'm like, maybe I need energy, maybe I need motivation, maybe my period's about to start, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I do not know.
Speaking of needing energy, Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. Care Of wants you to show yourself some love this month by allowing yourself to feel more balanced, confident, and energetic by letting them do the heavy lifting for a sustainable vitamin routine. So what they have is a quiz that you can take, and you can specify what you want. Do you want more energy? Do you want your nails, hair,
skin
to glow and grow? Do you want gut health? Whatever it is, you can go take this quiz. They will then give you the vitamins that are pre-packaged, pre-selected for you based on your quiz, ship it to your house every single month. So like I said, you take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized doctor-backed recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. I did the quiz, and I got my first little package right here.
I love that it's personalized.
It's personalized. Yes, yeah, it says, hi, Melanie. And it comes with like 30 of them in there. And so it's so easy. If I was traveling, I can just throw it in my suitcase, take my little pills, and move on about, or my vitamins, pill sounds. Take my vitamins and move on about my day. For 50% off of your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
That is, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
For 50% off of your first Care Of order.
Back to the show. So anyway, yeah, I had my small panic attack yesterday. I want God to talk to me audibly.
Hello. That's real though. Man.
Like you feel like there are so many options.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many things. And you feel like I could do this, I could do this, but God, which way is right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. It's so overwhelming. And I told Kevin, I was like, I think I'm overwhelmed. And he thought, because we're moving, he thought it was all the things on the to-do list. And I was like, that's the easy stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
the checklist I can do all day long. I love a checklist. Give me and cross it. Oh, the satisfaction.
Mm. Yeah.
Done. Yes. Accomplished. Ah, love that feeling. That's easy. It's the other questions of like, what should I be doing with my life?
Yeah.
Is this meaningful? Yeah. Is this impactful? Does this matter? We had a, and maybe it's because I'm 40. Mm. Maybe it's I'm not 40 yet, but I'm almost there.
Almost there, girl.
That's true. What is it with these round numbers? Can you guys hear Joshua?
No, Joshua is quiet. Yell at us.
Yeah.
So stop talking or get over here.
Okay. Okay. So for those of you guys who don't know, Joshua is like quite literally 10 years younger than Kevin and I.
His birthday is on my birthday.
Yeah, his birthday is June 6th, 1993. Okay, I'm 7/11, 1983.
Yes.
So it's like quite literally a 10-year gap between the two of us. And so he was saying that, like I said, it's maybe because I'm turning 40. And he's like, man, maybe it's because I'm turning 30. Mm-hmm. Like that it is, I feel like I'm having these like super deep conversations with myself about life.
You know what all you say that I think is also really interesting is does this have meaning?
Yes.
And what is, when you say that, the way what I hear is like you want to do something purposeful. But yes. Like what does that mean to you? Is it purposeful? Like you want to feel, is it leaving a legacy? Is it mm-hmm. that people are feeling like you've imparted something into them? Is it you just feeling good about it? Like when you say you meaning, what does meaning mean?
Yes.
For me,
yes, go Joshua.
I used to pray for a platform to whatever help others meant.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was praying for that at the time, I was doing something completely different. Because for me, it's just like, how can I use this to reflect light that's in my life? Like, how can I use this to help others want to do what they love?
Okay.
But as you're building that, you know, there's like, and I think that's one of the issues with social media that I really have. I love creating off of a stream of thought.
Okay.
But then it's like, what is this? How is this resonating?
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose for like this? Just because I can do it, why am I doing this?
Okay.
Why am I doing this? Like for me, like I love documenting and okay. I love telling stories, and I think that's one of my gifts.
Yes.
To document and tell stories with my eyes.
We agree.
And edit and whatever. But how does that translate in me just creating stuff for the sake of not even numbers, but it's just like I feel like the pivot in creating on social media now is the perception of what gains traction, what gains, like, the affirmations come with, like, what works and what doesn't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that's not necessarily aligned to creating with my purpose driven, and that's where I'm caught up currently, is, like, where does God want me in terms of using my gifts
uh-huh.
and using it in like a platform setting.
Does it feel okay? I'm going to be very like specific, and if I'm off base, tell me. But does it feel like if you put something out on social mm-hmm. and it doesn't get a lot of numbers, likes, traction, whatever, then does that to you feel like a misalignment to what your purpose is with God? Because if you were operating in that or doing what that is supposed to be, it would actually be bigger. So does it feel like that's because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 100%.
Go ahead.
I was going to say yes and no.
Yes.
So in some ways there is an affirming that comes with, not only is this, and that's why I say yes and no, because I'm about to say something that's going to sound a little bit different, but there is an affirming that comes with people, views, mm-hmm. interaction, whatever it is that like kind of confirms what you feel.
Yes.
The flip side of that is that you can get a lot of views on something that doesn't feel like it aligns mm-hmm. uh-huh. with you. And so it is the meshing of those two. The thing that feels good, that feels like this is purpose driven, mm-hmm. that feels like this is what I should be doing. It comes with that conviction yeah. behind it, but also packaging it in a way
uh-huh.
that allows the algorithm mm-hmm. to say and show people to get that confirmation back.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do things in a way, I don't want to do things that are only about numbers.
Right, I've never really had.
But I also recognize that there is a formula, so to speak, right, on how to tap or, and hack is really what I'm trying to say, hack social media.
Yep, yep.
And so it's balancing the fact that in some ways you have to play the game.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
In some ways you have to. Yeah.
And like what's tough for me is like I used to be, the yes and no for me is I used to be like, oh, my photos need to hit a like count. In the past, before I pivoted to just creating videos, they have to hit a like count, but they're only going to hit a like count with people in the photo that someone recognizes. Uh-huh. And that's a big conversation in the photographer social media world right now. Because a photo can look beautiful with like a color tone and like and all this, but it might not be publicly
of Drake.
Or brand opinion, right, unless Drake's in it.
Got it.
Then it's going to travel because blah, 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 algorithm. I broke that mold, and that's what I really wanted to do is to get my stream of thought to create more out once Reels started getting pushed. So I pivoted to be like, okay, let me create and post stuff that I enjoy doing, which that box has been checked this past year. But now I'm like, okay, cool. I like creating stuff, and I also like seeing the for me, and a comment of affirmation is other people connecting with like, oh, I like doing this. This is cool. Like they're able to connect with people that they see from a distance, but it's stuff they want to learn to do or starting to do. Mm-hmm. Like once I started posting a bunch of golf content, people DM me like asking me like getting started in golf and all this stuff, which is cool. Like, but now like this year, I'm thinking about like, okay, do I really just want to do that? That's not really bringing, it brings a certain amount of joy, but then I'm just like, I feel like it's over consuming outside of creating something that has like, not necessarily like a narrative to where it has to be like a perfect piece of work, but like, I don't feel like I'm using my gifts to their full potential.
Because it's niche down.
Because it's niche down. Because
Instagram, you become a photographer of golf things.
Yeah, yeah.
And not the photographer that like, and it's one of the videos I sent you recently where they, and I feel like I have been, I actually pinned it just recently on my Instagram. I've been fighting niching down. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've been fighting it. And I made that post last year and I like read it to re-remind myself. Yeah. And now I feel like there is this wave happening of like, don't be a niche, be a personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like that's what I want to do. And then it's like, okay, but what makes me still feel fulfilled?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I think at the end of the day, that's my kind of like existential question right now. What is fulfilling to me?
Yeah.
What is meaningful to me? What is going to make me feel, I think to the point you were, or the questions you were asking earlier, I mean, I'm being funny, but also absolutely yes. Because I feel like teaching is a gift, it is so important to me that I am leaving a legacy, that I am leaving a mark that is beyond like, you know, I love the things. Okay, I love makeup, I love hair, I love a good outfit, I love the things. But it's so superficial. It's very superficial for
me. It's surface. Not like the content you make is surface, but the idea of like a something wearable that's trendy is like, okay, cool. That's fire for 2 months. What's next?
And then it moves on. So,
right.
But also though, because you said it's so superficial to you, right?
Correct.
Because I'm asking questions. I don't want it.
Oh,
it
that
to,
was correct.
No, I'm saying I'm asking questions with what I'm about to say next, which is that it's superficial to you because is that not actually the gift that you have, right? That's, because a person who loves, who feels about makeup the way you feel about teaching, right, is not, it's trendy, but that's their, they love
that's
that.
That's absolutely. Your passion.
When
that's
it comes thing. To taking pictures, I suck at it. That's not my jam.
Listen to me.
Like the way you feel about it, that it would be, if everybody started taking pictures, I would take them because that's trendy for me. Mm-hmm. You would be like, this is my jam. I've been doing this.
So case in point with that, when we went to dinner at STK for Greg's birthday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I like snuck a couple photos because I love candids. I love like trying to find
you
the
energy. Love them. Yes.
You know, like I sent them at the end of the night just because that's what I normally do. And Greg was like, man, I really like this photo. Like, but it's those moments of energy where I feel the most fulfilled, right?
Yeah.
Where I feel like, okay, cool. I even said it out loud. I think I said it to Kevin. We're at the airport, 2 a.m., whatever it was. I was like, if my part is to be able to bring that feeling out to people when not like they're least expecting photos or just like to commemorate that dinner where I got wine spilled on me, where this, this, and this happened. Like that's my circle. Yeah. Like that's where I feel the full circle of using my gift and like letting other people feel that moment of time or whatever that energy is.
Well, it captures a moment that lasts forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, to the STK point, like Greg was out of town for his birthday. Y'all was on the road together, you know, and that is normally something Mel makes a big deal for him. So to have, you know, a moment captured from this birthday, I think that is a gift. It really is a gift.
Yeah.
But what I was saying, I think I understand the point that you're making, right? That, you know, because I haven't tapped into the lane that is fulfilling for me. And so it feels superficial. I think that's the point you're trying to make.
No.
I think to try and deconstruct.
Okay.
As another voice, what she's saying is your ability to share your passion for what you like doing and educate others, not as an educator, but to show people what they might not even be searching for. Like, oh, this really works. This is the system that works for me. And then being able to identify within that is part of the energy that you're giving off with that, like that shared passion. Is that what you're kind of going with?
I don't really know. I'm going to say it though.
Okay. Hold on. Charisse is FaceTiming us. She is a faithful. Charisse, we're filming right now. She listens. Oh, I didn't mean to take a picture. Charisse is our really good friend, and she listens to the podcast every week and then, like, updates us on. I'm sure she'll do this. But she text updates me a mail. Like, when you guys said this, it was so funny. When you said this, I thought about this, and it's just the best thing ever.
It's circling for me, but I'm assuming it's still going.
It's going for me.
Okay.
Hit refresh.
Okay. So what I am saying almost is that to your point about not niching down.
Yes.
All of these parts are a part of you. Makeup, fashion. It's all a part of
Absolutely.
You. But if we are zoning in on like your heart specifically and your gift, right? It's the teaching, it's the relationships, it's the like all that stuff that you are like gifted in.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm acknowledging that part. So like even for like you are skilled at photography, like what you joy the gift is that you're able to capture these moments that last forever, especially the candids, but like you also can make some dope golf content like that make, because you're not just, you're multifaceted. There's different parts of you. So that all, and so when you're not in the heart space, when you're not in the specific relationship teaching space, you're just doing other parts of you. It doesn't mean, so yeah, that stuff may get the likes. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is, do all of those things. All of it is not going to give you the same joy and satisfaction.
Right.
But like, as long as it's a part of it, that still gives you.
That's also the niche of Melissa Fredericks too, though.
Yes.
Like that's those things that you like all together on one platform. Somebody isn't going to get that following Mel, following me.
Sure.
Because those are things that they might identify themselves within you too of interest. And that's like that fan. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to come back because I forgot it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah. I'm just saying that like there's so many different parts and every part is not going to feel purposeful. It's not going to feel, that doesn't mean that they're not it for other people, but like the stuff that makes you feel good, you know, I guess do all of it. And that's the point about not niching down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you wanted to niche down, you could very specifically do this one thing. Yeah. You're going to be unfulfilled.
Yeah.
I
think so what you're saying is yes.
Okay.
Okay. what you're saying is absolutely 100% accurate. Yes. The other question is, what is the fulfillment? Well, what is
right.
it? So that's where the struggle for me right now is, if it is the relationship, right. okay? Teaching I got.
Yeah.
What does it look like? Is it the relationship stuff?
Yeah.
Is it a podcast? Is it a restructuring of Get Ready With Me's? Are they sit-down videos? What does this look like where it allows me to explore multifacetness of my being, but also find a lot of joy and meaning?
Yeah.
And I think trying to merge that, package that in a way that feels really authentic.
Yeah.
I think is where the struggle is, because again, the algorithm, you know, I like to look at the trends and what people are doing and all the teachers and and they like to tell you, go ahead.
I was going to say, doing that is what eats me alive, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's some of the best, worst things you can do.
Yeah.
I love to be educated about it, but then you see where you're like, oh, I'm deviating. I need to, like, fit into the box.
Well, for me, it's like I get overstimulated seeing things that I could be creating.
Uh-huh.
But also, that's the two side of it, because it's like, okay, cool, I'm going to flip this and do a version for myself.
Yeah.
But then I'm just like, oh, I haven't done, why haven't I made something in a couple days? And then for me, like that, oh, this is what I was going to say earlier too, that over the showcase and a little bit of everything, the echo chamber for me is the jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, God.
Because then it's just like, oh, these are all things I like to do. These are all things I enjoy to do. But, and I mean, I'm turning 30, so I need to just be patient with myself, which is another twofold with social media. But why hasn't one thing popped off for me yet to where I could lean on that one thing and fully embrace and feel the quote unquote fulfillment? And I think that's the thing that I'm deconstructing from what you're saying too, is like, and how Liz shaped the question is like, what is that fulfillment?
Yes.
Right.
Like at what point is that on the table and you're like, oh, that's mine.
Yes.
I'm happy here.
Yeah,
and you have to define, this is the flip side of this that like we're not quite touching on, but it crosses my mind, is you have to define success.
Right.
So there is fulfillment,
right. mm-hmm.
but I also want to be successful. So what does success look like? And for me, traditionally, and this is something I've, you know, again, I have to navigate in this new space. Success traditionally looks like a paycheck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh. Especially in this space where we know fill in the blank people are, their success paycheck looks Absolutely. A lot different than.
Correct. So you're like, okay, so do I need to redefine if I find fulfillment in this, but it also needs to be successful, okay? But I can find fulfillment, but it isn't quite meaning money, making money. That's the long and short of it. Then should I be doing something else?
Do
I need to figure out something else to make some money? Yeah. Do I need to separate those two things? Do I need to make money making endeavors and then do things that are simply for the joy, fulfillment, yada yada?
Yes.
Right. So all of those things are like questions that I have, where I have to answer like, what brings me joy? What brings me fulfillment? What do I want to be doing? Okay, is this something that will be tied to a paycheck? Is this something that I can monetize? If it is not, can I be okay with that? Can I monetize something else? Do I need to separate those two? All of those are like existential questions that I'm like kind of navigating and figuring out, because if you don't, and this is the part that I think I personally struggle with, I don't know how like widespread it is. If you are a singer, it is so easy to identify what you're good at in a way to monetize it. Because you sing really well. Or if you are a comedian like Kevin, like it's so easy. And it's like, okay, so I'm not quite that. So how do I figure out what I should be doing, Jesus? Hell, I need you to audibly, I'm going to go back to what we said in the beginning. I need you to audibly talk to me.
Yeah.
I need you to audibly say, this is your path.
And
because
the,
I don't.
And these are the boxes to check.
Yeah, and this is what I need you to do, because right now it's too many options. And like right now I'm frustrated. I'm just a little bit frustrated and I just needed to look a little bit different. Like I needed to be clear. I need you to focus. Turn the dial. Remove the noise.
I have things to say. I just have a lot of thoughts about it. Obviously, I think everyone struggles with this in some form.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. Because some people's confidence and I feel like I'd be like, do you ever struggle with anything?
Yeah.
Or you just got this all together? But like, to your point about traditionally and the way that people are brought up, you turn in a paper, you get a grade, you do a job, you get a check. And this space doesn't work like that.
God.
But also many people do a job and get a check and still feel unfulfilled and feel like I'm doing this because I need the check, but also I need the fulfillment. So I'm also spending my nights doing the other thing and it makes me no money, but it brings me joy.
This is the lie of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
The lie of entrepreneurship is that you believe those two things align.
Yeah, and they don't.
And that you love every day.
Absolutely. You quit the job that's unfulfilling and you don't like to pursue the thing that you do like, which will also earn you the money.
Yeah.
And what I'm experiencing is that is a lie for me.
That's a lie.
And so I have to and that's what I'm saying. I have to deconstruct that.
Yeah.
What is success? The money.
Yeah.
And what brings me fulfillment? Mm-hmm. And will those two align? Mm-hmm. They may not. And
not.
So I need to accept that and come to terms with that.
Right.
I need to say, am I not using the gift, packaging it in a way, which goes back to what I was saying earlier.
Am I not posting on the platforms?
Correct.
Yeah,
am I simply not hacking the way that this should be packaged in order to make it make sense?
It's just a moving target.
It's a wrestling thought. It's a consistently wrestling thought, especially seeing yourself in a...
Oh, I want to say really quickly. I want to be clear. I wasn't saying that it is easy being a singer.
No.
What I was saying is that you can identify a gift as a singer very easily because you can sing. That would be the gift. Doesn't mean you can monetize it. Doesn't mean that's what you should be pursuing. It doesn't mean you'll be a professional singer. I'm just saying that like if you can sing, it's obvious that you can sing. That's all I was saying. I just want to be clear because folks be misinterpreting what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be
hard.
Clear.
It's still hard, even if you have one of those very talented gifts and are very good at what you do, to still break through the noise.
Absolutely.
Especially as a singer, especially as a comedian.
And to feel, I'm sure, even struggle with purpose and meaning behind it. Like, I can sing, but like, does it even matter? Do people care?
Yes.
Is this making an impact? Okay, I wrote a song and nobody heard it. Like,
exactly.
Does it matter? I made people laugh tonight, but like, that didn't matter. Like, I'm sure it goes across and it all sucks. So why are we adults then?
Oh no, I don't want to be all the time. It's part of the reason I tell all young people, which makes me feel like an old person because I remember older people always calling them young people. But I always tell young people, don't lock yourself into thinking you are going to do one thing.
That's true.
Because you simply do not have the exposure to understand what you are good and not good at.
That's true.
So you need to try as many things
possibly
can.
Yeah. And I think
so you can figure it out.
That's the bubble that I am in.
Mm-hmm.
Is last year for me was the thing of try different things. And I'm still doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'm still trying a lot of different things. So figuring out how to narrow some of those things back into a couple of things is the wrestle, especially with this is part of the thing that I was saying earlier, is like seeing yourself in a content creator, an influencer, whatever, and seeing something work for them. But it might not be working for you.
Yeah.
And figuring out, okay, well, let me try doing this. And then as you scroll, you're like, oh, well, then let me try doing it this way.
Yeah.
And then that's that cycle of, I guess, trying a lot for me than where I'm at.
Oh. Meaning don't try a lot because
it can
be too much.
I think there's you pick a couple things, right? Like when I was just starting at All Def, Amir Abassi told me, pick three things you like doing and let them fall off the tracks as
I love this.
You keep going.
Yeah, I love that.
Instead of 15 things, because then it's like, oh, what do I actually get to try and do?
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
So that's been kind of the mentality of the couple things that I've tried to shuffle on and off the tracks. But as time is continuing on, God willing, it's a constant like chess game of moving pieces around of what to focus on and what to keep creating and what to keep driving forward while still trying to realign with that affirmation if I'm living in my purpose, utilizing my gifts and the fulfillment that comes with it.
Sure. And someone asked, why does success have to equal a paycheck? It doesn't.
No.
It's just my definition.
But also it's, in the world in which we live, a lot of times
those two
mean they equal each other. Mm-hmm. Success means I made a lot of money.
Absolutely,
that's the reality of it, right? And you want to feel successful. You want to feel like, I mean, and when it they just be meaning the same thing.
Yes, the I just had a therapy session on Monday because that's my therapy session days, and we're always, I actually wanted to make a video on this about the good girl syndrome. And you said something earlier and I was like, oh my God, that's like exactly what we were talking about. Good girl syndrome for me is the equivalent of, I'm going to, as a young girl, look at my paper, didn't I do a good job? Give me this 100% and my gold star. That shows up in a lot of different ways in my life. I need you to tell me and give me my gold star. It doesn't come, words of affirmation, oddly enough, is not my, like, it's like the fifth one on my, like, five love languages. Uh-huh. However, I do want to do a good job. I do want to do a good job. So if I'm showing up at my job, I want to be the employee that gets employee of the month.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be the employee that's the gold star stellar example. Yeah. I want to get the promotion. I want to be up for the raise. I want to, great job, Melissa. You did a good job today. Like, that is the good girl in me. Give me the rules and the things to abide by. Define my role, and I will do those things.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is not
that. No,
it is everything but.
It's a roller coaster.
It is a roller, and every day is different.
Yeah.
And feeling like this is my other kind of struggle I've been having lately. I don't know if you have this. Is feeling like I do not have control of my schedule.
Oh, man. Liz, how are we the same?
Oh, I can't stand it. I don't like that.
I don't experience that.
Really?
No.
Oh, what do you, God bless
like,
you.
What do you mean you don't have control of it?
You feel like, for me, every day I could have, Joe, this week. Yesterday we were supposed to do the podcast. I have a freaking panic attack. The rest of my week is completely off. Today I was supposed to organize my pantry. That's canceled. I can't even reschedule it. Tomorrow we're shooting. Friday we're shooting. Saturday the girl's coming to do the rest of the stuff we were supposed to do today that's now on Saturday. And I need to clean up my office. That could have been a Saturday thing that won't happen. I needed to make a few video ideas that I had. That probably won't happen. I need to clean up my house, actually. That's probably not going to happen. I haven't cooked dinner. I think I cooked breakfast for the kids twice this week. Haven't cooked dinner at all. And it's just feeling like, man, I wish I had more control over what my days look like. This is just one example. Obviously, yesterday was a bit of a, you know, an outlier. But more often than not, something comes up because life just happens. And I don't feel like I have a lot of, like, control over my... It feels like you're just being, like, dragged.
Oh, got it.
And pulled.
With no end in sight.
With no end in sight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With or no end in sight.
Looking forward to, like, oh, this break is coming up, or oh, this is a 3-day weekend, or oh, at 5 p.m. I can close this laptop and not have to worry about it until 9 a.m. the next morning. Man. If I choose to.
Got it. Got it.
And someone said it sounds like you need a team and an assistant. I do and I don't.
Right.
It's like I do and I don't. And today, I was like, if I had someone who could just like drop this off for me.
But just that one day.
Yes. It's not all the time. Because sometimes like I low-key need to be cloned. But like literally, I needed to stop by. I've had these clothes. Y'all know I do returns. Okay. I've had these clothes that I need to return. I don't even know how long. I didn't get it done until today, this morning. Like, all of these things, I wanted to do, like, a little get ready with me video. I'm not going to. Just forget about it. Y'all won't get it. Not get ready. A little try-on video. It's not going to happen. I returned the stuff. Goodbye. Because it was going to be, like, a keeper return. Girl, it always returns.
The whole box.
The whole box. Take all of this back. It's a return video. Okay? Excuse me. So anyway, it's just feeling like I don't know why I'm just ranting about my life right now.
I think it's good. One of the moments in the path list where it's feeling extra heavy.
Yes.
Especially with that mention of the roller coaster highs and lows of the entrepreneurship cycle. This is not, for me, I'm speaking for myself. This isn't the first time I'm going to feel like this. Or this isn't the last time I'm going to feel like this. Mm-hmm. This is also not the first time I felt like this. But I think, for me, getting another year older and stepping into my 30s.
Man.
Whatever bar that's in my head, that it's always the highest of reaches, just because that's what I'd always said for myself, it still feels that much further.
Yes.
And I think that's the tough part of acceptance, but it's not getting me off the bike of pedaling forward, though.
Man, my therapist keeps telling me I need to show myself more compassion. I realize my standard is perfection. It does not waver from perfection. And I didn't realize that. I actually do not consider myself a perfectionist. You do?
No, I'm just processing what you're saying.
Shut up. I did not consider myself a perfectionist. I realize I'm like a low-key perfectionist, but I'm really not a perfectionist, but maybe a little bit. Anyway, she was asking me like, girl, why do you feel like you have to do all these things? Like, why can't it not be this? And I was like, well, because that's not good enough. I'm so confused why you don't understand that. But I think it's because I'm always in search for the gold star.
For yourself.
Yes, because she was always like, Melissa, I'll do these like little motions. And she's like, who is the person doing this to you?
Hilarious.
She always asks me this. And every time I'm like, girl, me.
You.
Like, I don't understand why you think it's somebody else. It's always me. Like, you know, in Scooby-Doo, me and Kev always talk about this. You know, in Scooby-Doo where they have to, when they reveal the villain and they take off the mask and you think it's like, you know, the person and it's really. But it's always me.
Oh.
Like, no. She's like, take off the mask because you think it's you. Take it off. Who's it? No, it's still me.
No, you know who I think it is? Y'all gonna stone me.
Who?
The church.
I know, I've had this too. But why? But the church doesn't have a figure. Say more on this.
No, but the church has salvation or not, though.
I think it's the church, and I'm not saying all churches.
Yes.
I'm saying
how long
we've
been talking?
That we, probably too
over
long.
An hour.
Oh, okay, sorry, you can finish your thought, Mel.
Okay. I think it's the church that we grew up in and the people that we, like, I'm not generalizing for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that our experience, because I don't have I'm not you, obviously, but I do, there are spaces and things in my life in which it is very good girl, this has to be like this. And I think there's the idea, for a long time, the way church talked about Jesus and the devil and heaven and hell was scare tactics.
It was.
A lot of the way that we grew up, a lot of the church way that we grew up and were taught was scaring you. It was, if you don't live right,
100%.
You're going to burn in hell forever, eternally.
Yes.
And that will have you terrified.
100%.
It will have you in fear.
Of wanting to make sure you do it.
Of making sure that, bro,
everything
if
is
this
right.
is a tightrope, I can't fall off. Because it's a long way down.
Yes.
And so I.
And it's hot.
And it's hot. And so I think that that even if, because when you're young, right, mm-hmm. I could tell you, don't touch that stove because it's hot. But when you're young, that can mean I will never touch another stove in my life because they're all hot and will burn me. And so if you're in church and they're teaching you about something very specific, mm-hmm. and as adults, they mean something very specific. But as a child, this feels like an overarching lesson for life that you'll never, ever be able to let go of.
True.
And so now that's the mentality that you have. Mm-hmm. And so you apply it to everything, even if it wasn't the intention for it to be. And I'm wondering, I guess, if that.
So the last time she asked, yesterday on Monday, she just asked me to put a face to it. Twofold answer. I said, she still looks like me, but this time she looks like she's an instructor at like a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. That was literally what I told her. A mat with a skirt and she, because I, as even when I try not to be put together, even in my get ready with me, I will intentionally leave something to show like, this isn't perfect, mm-hmm. but it's like a purposeful, not perfect thing, which is kind of odd. But literally, I intentionally leave a tag or a mark. Like I'm doing something that lets you know this isn't perfect because presenting perfect, it's not even presenting perfect. It's presenting together.
Yeah.
You need to look structured
okay.
and together. So I was telling her that at the beginning of this year, because this is something I've been working on anyway, and I don't want to get emotional, but I told myself that you need to let loose.
Okay.
You need to, and actually the exact word I use, I keep saying let loose because that's very together. The word that I actually told myself is you need to allow yourself to get ugly. Oh. So even when, which is why I was low-key irritated when someone was like, girl, that's not even the grace. But when I told that lady when we were at the in Vegas, and I was like, are you having a bad day? Yeah, like, what's going on? It was allowing me to honor what I was feeling and check someone else on it.
Yes.
Because typically, I own it.
Own it.
I own it all. I offer too much grace. Don't ever say I don't offer enough grace. I offer too much grace.
Yes.
To a point where I'm willing to sacrifice my own feelings to ensure that you are okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, this year, allow yourself to get ugly. Allow yourself to say, because you ever hear somebody say something, even if it's like shady, low key, whatever, you think something, but the exact opposite comes out your mouth. Mm-hmm. 100% of the time, that's me. 100% of the time, that's me. And so I said, this year, allow yourself to get ugly. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to be loose. And I was telling her, I feel like it was the first time that I was allowing myself that love and self-compassion. Mm-hmm. It was a voice saying, it's okay to not be packaged perfect.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be packaged together.
Yeah.
It's okay to, for once, I don't mean it like this, but also I do, to cause a scene.
Amen.
Because I don't.
Be in the mood to bust out my nut.
I don't.
I don't. Also, one of the things that I think, when I think about the church and the things that we were taught, for me, I, for a long time, misinterpreted or misunderstood that scripture, the meek shall inherit the earth and the last shall be first. Yep. It makes you feel like I have to be on the bottom now because I'll get my reward
in heaven only.
So I cannot care about anything that happens down here.
Because your reward is stored up.
Yeah, and so let me not acknowledge the feelings that I'm having. It's okay if you step all over me right now. I won't cause a scene because God sees me and I'll get my reward later. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And so you're taught to almost not, again, not acknowledge your feelings, not lean into those feelings, not like go in.
Turn the other cheek.
Yes.
Yeah, turn the other cheek.
Just eat it.
Yes.
You're taught to do all of that when the reality is you gotta fuck something up every now and again.
Listen. Amen. I'm here for it. Last story, really quick. Y'all know we're moving.
Yes.
And this was the one time I felt like we leaned into our own. So most of you guys don't know, but I'm going to keep it really short. We have a renter in the house right now. He wanted to stay because some of the things that was going on in his life. And it was really important to me that, you know, my boys are 16 and 14. It weighs on my heart that my boys are like moving out. Okay. This is like a serious like ordeal in my life. Okay. And I was like, we've been renting. Mm-hmm. And the last time we were in the house that we own was in Washington. They were little. So I was like, before they leave, I want to give them the room that is their room.
Yeah.
I want to like decorate it. I want to paint it. I want it to do and be what I want it to do. Like for them, like what they want, but like I want to give this to them. And so we were going back and forth. This guy was giving us a run for our money. I'm not going to lie to you. He kept increasing the amount of money he was willing to pay in order to stay. I really wanted to move. And so we talked to the boys about it because obviously it's important for me that I give them the room. But if they didn't care, I was willing to let it go. So Isaiah was like, take the money. It don't matter to me. Take the money.
Line up the check.
Yes. Joe, he's a people pleaser as well. So he was trying to find the merger between the two. He was like, basically, can he stay for 6 months and then we move in for 6 months? Because the guy was asking for a year. It's like, Joe, baby boy, that's not how it works. He either going to sign a lease for a year or he's not going to sign a lease for a year. That's the only two options. So he was like, that's fine. He can stay. I went to sleep like the last night before we were going to finally decide. Because we did this, what, three times? He came back to us three, four times? Yeah. So the last time I went to bed, I woke up. I was driving Joe to school and we were talking about it. And I was like, Joe, what do you really want to do? And he was like, I don't understand why their family needs to be okay and not us.
Hello?
And I said,
that part.
It's 100% how I feel. And if it means something to you, I'm back on.
Amen.
I called Kev. I said, we got to tell him no.
Amen.
And it was the one time I feel like as a family, we did what was best for us.
Yeah.
And how often do we do, even when I talk to like my mom and my, they were like, you know, my daddy, of course, was like, take the money, girl, take the money.
Yeah.
Mama was like, oh, but the family and they got this and they got that, you know? And it was like, why do I have to put me, my kids and my family out to ensure that you and your family is okay? It's okay to get ugly.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to like, put myself first and do what I think is best for us, even if it is, because at the end of the day, it's selfish.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be negative. Like, I don't mean that in like, no, Melissa, it's not selfish. No, I just simply want to decorate my kids' rooms.
Yep.
That's it. It's really not even a super deep thing.
Yeah.
But it is what I want. And for some reason, I don't often allow because I want to be enough.
Yes.
You feel like you have to have some sort of legitimate, groundbreaking reason that is so much more substantial than simply because what I want to do is this.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because want.
Yeah.
Have you heard of want? So what I want is this. What I don't want is that. And it's as simple as what I want.
Yeah.
That was something that I, a variation of that is something that I am still working through of the perception of how I am as said family member, as said friend. And around the holidays, I would always get the seasonal depression because I knew I had to do and go everywhere and be making sure I show face here, here, and here just to like appease everything, right? And Imar and I were actually talking about it this year because we were talking about the holidays. And I was like, honestly, I was really happy with this holiday season because it was, I didn't do everything that like would normally be on the table, but I did things that I really wanted to be at, or I can give this energy here. I'm going to do that. It was like the first holiday season that was like very fulfilling.
Mm.
And I feel like it's because, not wanting to please everybody and think about how others are going to feel if I don't go to this. But the reason for me feeling so good this year was because I treated myself to the things I wanted to do and let that be the first step forward.
Man.
And
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and that was like, I mean, of course people felt the way they felt, but like accepting that took a long time to be able to, that door of acceptance took a long time to be able to like, I was at it for a minute, but like being able to like just open it and then
walk through it confidently, head
not
up,
look back.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It makes me think of, when you're younger, right? Or like if McKinley Micaiah is playing with a toy and somebody else wants a toy,
yeah,
and they take it,
uh-huh,
right? As a mom, you typically are like, it's okay, let her have
yes.
it. Yes. And your baby is crying and sad, and you're like, let's just go get another one. And so you're instilling in them early, and that's the way that we treat ourselves. It's okay. You can have this thing that I spent my entire life wanting and working for and needing. But it's okay because you want it. I'll just go find another
yes.
toy that I don't like nearly as much, but I'll be okay. And that's what we do to ourselves and we do to our children. Yo, fuck that. Go get your toy.
Absolutely.
Go get your toy.
Go get your toy.
Go
you
get
work
your
for it. You want it. That's enough of a reason.
Yes.
Go get it, girl. Okay. Yeah, that was an excellent.
Done.
Yeah, we're really done. Last thing I wanted to say, this was helpful or not. I don't know. I kind of feel better. Kind of feel the same. It's fine. Me and Mel did not coordinate on purpose.
No.
So I just looked on screen and realized we are absolutely still wearing the same thing that we walked in here to.
This happens all the time. Melissa and I match our nails, our clothes, yeah. shoes. It doesn't matter. We're real sisters. And so this happens.
Yeah.
No coordination.
Kev asked us because he was walking out, like, did you guys plan this? Absolutely not.
No.
I don't call my sister and say, this is what I'm wearing. Doesn't happen. But often we end up wearing the same thing. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this conversation about real life. Long story short was the only thing we got to because it was long story long, child.
Yes. But that's okay. Next week we're going to talk about stuff. We're going to talk about Love is Blind. We can talk about Basketball Wives because that's back. We're going to talk about Potomac because the reunion's coming. We're going to talk today.
Oh, I love some Potomac.
Today was life.
It sure was.
Next week, we'll be back to regular stuff.
And make sure y'all see that Sister Wives Christine, she got a new boo. She said that's the love of her life. Yes.
Wow.
All right then. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.